Yes, greetings to you once again. My name is Jody, and this will be my final day to share with you in the scriptures for a time. But Lord willing, we'll meet again here and go over scriptures. I hope that this has been an encouragement to you to really turn your heart to the scriptures. I know I say that a lot, and I'm not apologizing for that. I hope that it really, really takes root in our lives. I want to include myself there. That God's word would be very, very so important to us that we'd never neglect, not even one day. You know, I know we live in a busy world, and we can easily neglect the word of God. And I want to encourage you, this is given to us freely by God. And we should take full advantage of it. And I want to try to make that a highest priority in my life. And I hope you will do the same. I'm going to kind of pick up where I left off before. I had mentioned a scripture that was out of an Old Testament prophet. And I'd like to read that to you out of this time of looking at the scriptures. I'm going to begin again in Matthew, and then we'll take a look elsewhere as well. But I'm going to be reading out of the 23rd chapter of Matthew, and you know, it's very interesting what the subject we're on. Jesus really hits on this very, very much. It's what's recorded for us. I think it's on purpose. I think it's a common struggle that man would find himself in, and we'll kind of let that unfold as we read here. We've already been talking some about this, and I believe this is something that's very common to us. And chapter 23 of Matthew, I'm going to begin in verse 25, and I'm just cutting right here in the middle. All of this is in red, meaning these are the words of Christ. And as I normally try to do, I want to encourage you to go back and read for yourself so that you can get the full picture here. I'm going to cut in verse 25 here, and Jesus is speaking. He says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." You're hypocrites. Now, I don't know. Maybe somebody has said that to you before. I'm not sure, but I can see this being a real, this would be a difficult thing, a challenge at the very least. He says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees." He's addressing them face to face. He said, "You are a hypocrite." Woe. So let's see what he says from there. "For you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, you are hypocrites. For you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness, filthiness." These are some very stern words here. Verse 28, "Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity." And I know we've read these scriptures before. I know we've talked about these things, because these are things that God is dealing with me about. And I hope you can be patient with me. These are things that are just right before me. I don't want to live a life where people think, "This man is just empty. He cleans the outside, but inside I wonder what he's like." I hope there's a difference, and I trust that God is making a difference by his spirit that lives in me. I know he is. I stumble at times, and I make some mistakes, but I do not want to find myself where these scribes and Pharisees, these are the hardest words that Jesus speaks. He's speaking right to them. And so these things are dear to my heart. I want to make sure, as we separate ourselves from this world, that it's not just an outward only. That's important. But if that's all it is on the outside, we're in big, big trouble. And Jesus points this out to these people. It cannot be that only. And So with that, I'm going to turn now to the book of Mark, and I'm going to read out of chapter 7. And this will be along the same vein, the same subject and topic here. Mark chapter 7. Then came together unto him, unto Jesus, the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. These are some very important people, high up. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with the defiled, that is to say, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be which they have received to hold as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. Then the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? And he answered and said unto them, and here's the verse that I alluded to the other day, Well hath Esaias prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For the laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things ye do. And he said unto them, Full well you reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. Now, I know we've been here and visited these passages, but I wanted to just focus on something here that I don't think I've really touched on before. And that is, Jesus is saying in verse 7, just after he quotes from Isaiah, His people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And then he says, Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. It's in vain, in vain. He's saying it is totally in vain that they worship me, getting you nowhere, doing you no good. I'd like to tell you a little story that I heard, and I assume it's true. I don't know, but I think it is. But and I don't know where this was done, but somewhere they were, if they thought that a man was insane and just crazy, one test that they would give, they would put a man into a room, a very small room that was, maybe it was brick or block or cement walls, I don't know, it was, anyways, there was a faucet in that room, and they would turn that faucet on and leave that man in there, and like in one of the walls there would be maybe a place where there was a drain, and they left a bucket in there. And as this room was filling up with water, a very small room, okay, very, very small, the only person in there would be the person they were wondering if he's crazy. And so they had monitors in there to see what this man would do. And here is a man that is inside this little room filling up with water. And there's a bucket and a little drain there. And if that man started to pick up the bucket and start pouring that water out through the drain, that's one response they could get. Another was the man could actually turn off the water, turn the valve off, and shut off the source that's coming in. And that was one of the tests, and to find out, is a man really got his sanity or not? Is he trying to bail out this water while it's just coming into the room? And it's in vain. It's crazy. You'll never get anywhere. Maybe you could keep up with the inflow, but it's in vain that you do that. Turn it off. Get the source. Go to the source. Anyways, just a little thing that I remember from some time ago hearing that, and I thought that's kind of interesting. But Jesus is saying here to these people, you go through these patterns and these steps, what you're doing. It is in vain that you worship me. You're picking up that bucket and trying to bail out instead of going to the source, shutting off that flow of water that's coming in. That's where the problem is. You go to that. And so many times I think Christians get hung up trying to bail out a room. We've got to go to the source, shut off the water. This is where the problem's coming from. We need to find out what the problem is and deal with the problem. not try to go after something that's vain. Keep dumping water out. Well, it's just coming in just as fast. And so here's Jesus giving them this, that it's vain that you're worshiping me like this. You're laying aside the commandment of God to hold on to the tradition of men. And he continues on here and he says unto them, full well you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and whosoever curseth his father or mother, let him die to death. And then you know the story. He goes through and he tells one of the things that's a tradition of their day. And I don't need to take time to explain that to you, but the long and short of it is they were dishonoring their parents. They were rejecting the responsibility that they had by the law of Moses. They come up with their own excuse why it was okay. And that's really the idea behind this, is that we are perfectly capable of manufacturing excuses. And that's exactly what these people were doing. They manufactured an excuse saying, well, we're going to do this for the service of God, and so we don't have to, you know, and you can just fill in the blanks. We are way too good at that. We know how to make our story sound pretty good. As mankind, I'm not talking about you in particular, but as a human race, we know how to do that. We know how to turn the tables, make ourselves look good, when really there's some filth inside that's just being covered up by layer and layer of hypocrisy, hoping nobody would see, but all the time knowing that there's something defiling inside. And maybe eventually that, even that feeling would go away and we'd be given over to a reprobate mind. But God, he wants to deal with the source. He wants to get to that faucet of filth that comes in. Shut it off. Don't try to just bail out here and there. Let's shut it off. Let's get it closed down. Maybe, I don't know what it might be in the lives of God's people around. Maybe it's, I don't know. There's so many things it could be. I'll let God deal with that and let him convict the heart there. But maybe there's a faucet God wants you to turn off. Maybe he wants you to deal with something that's coming into your life, that's defiling, that's going to ruin your life. And God doesn't want you to just clean out the room. He wants you to shut off that spigot. He wants you to close the door to that thing that's coming in and causing corruption and causing some very wicked and foul things to come close into our lives. Because just bailing out the water, it's in vain. It's vain unless we can get that source shut off. Then we can deal with that problem and go on. And I don't, like I say, I don't know what it is for you. Or maybe there's somebody you know that needs to hear this. Maybe you can share this with somebody. But God wants to deal with those things so that we can not worship him in vain, but that they will be clean on the inward, and that those things would be a reflection of the power of God working in the life of God's creatures that he created in his image. I hope that will do some good for you as you consider and meditate on these things. As you go back and read these scriptures, may it just be life to you and strength and peace in the Holy Ghost, that you could be an overcomer, that I could be an overcomer, and that we could have a good testimony of a clean person by him cleansing us on the outward, but before that on the inward, that God would get all the glory and people would see a new creature in Christ Jesus. Well, God bless you as you consider these things.